let's get straight to Scott Camporelli, because it was good sides do it, whether they play their best footy or not. If you get the win at the end, you maintain that momentum. You go into finals with a full head of steam. Good morning to you, Campo.
G'day, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Can I start with the awkward one first? We'll get it out of the way so we can talk footy. The Eddie Betts situation that we know with the spectator, he was an absentee this morning at your recovery?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I've been at kids sport all morning myself, coaching my boys' team, so I'm not sure what Eddie's movements were. But yeah, look, it's obviously not ideal for the game and not a great look, and it can become dangerous.
Were you aware of the situation? Is it something as a coaching group you talk to the players about, or is it something you'll do this week?
No, we didn't know about it on the night till after, but I guess in due process that'll all be taking care of itself, probably through the AFL, I would suggest.
It's a disappointing sort of stamp, if you like, to what we'll get onto the game. But I mean, you were there when Eddie Betts debuted for Carlton all those years ago. He's a remarkable human and just an astonishing player.
Yeah, no, he is. I mean, when I saw him come into the club, if you had told me he was going to be probably one of the most damaging small forwards the game's ever seen, and what he does for the Indigenous boys and the leadership around our footy club, especially, is outstanding. And he's one of the nicest human beings you will ever meet, and obviously on field one of the most talented. So disappointing that these things happen, but we love him. I know all the Crows people love him, and I'm sure the footy world do as well.
Who writes the script in the AFL, Campo, to kick a left foot half check side torp from that pocket to effectively ice the game? It's his fifth in his 250th.
Yeah, well, I think Eddie does. We watched the if you can believe it, a 3-minute highlight package for his 250th the day before. I think everyone who played the game, if you did one or two of those things in your whole career, you'd be happy. But, his highlight package would last, at least 15 minutes if you included all his Carlton stuff as well. Yeah. But, look, he's a sensational player, and it couldn't have finished on a better note.
It was remarkable. Let's get on to the game. All week, and I know you guys roll your eyes when people in the media and the fans and stuff, you guys are going to smoke Port Adelaide. I mean, Roach said it 2 weeks ago, you were going to win by at least 9 goals. The betting markets were, the boys were doing charity bets above 80+. Doesn't work that way in a showdown.
No, it doesn't. I mean, and history says if you look at the, Eagles Fremantle game or Carlton Collingwood games, those things don't reflect traditionally where you are on the ladder, because both teams lift no matter where they are, and it is a bit of a cliche, but it does happen. The game goes up another level. That was a finals type pressure, contested type game, which is what we really needed. And to our boys' credit, we hung on and dug deep, and we won ugly in the end, which is a bonus.
Their contested ball and their tackling early was ferocious. You're probably lucky in the end that you were that close a quarter time. And then on the flip side, Campo, you would have seen the stats. I think it was 21-1 inside 50s in the second quarter. Then the flip side of that, you guys should have been 10 goals up at half time.
Yeah, no, it was. Particularly the first half was a tale of two quarters. So we understood, really clearly from the coaching box, and so were the players. When we talked to them coming off the ground, they knew, that Port come to play, and the way they were tackling us and their inside work was first class, and they really took the game on, which Port normally do. So we were a little bit sluggish at the start, couldn't really get our hands on the ball, but we certainly turned that around in the second quarter, and really could have put the game away. But unfortunately these things happen, and hasn't always been an issue all year, but we had to convert and put some scoreboard pressure on them, but we didn't, and it was a tight battle till the end.
Your inaccuracy, 15-19, is that pressure? Is that shot selection? What do you put that down to?
Oh, look, I haven't had a closer look at it, Lee, to be quite honest, but I think there's probably some goals there that we would normally have, been a walk in the park, I guess, to put a better slant on it. But, as I said, it could be pressure. Yeah, I don't think it was sort of shot selection. We miss some easy set shots, and we miss some easy, goals on the run. So you can put that down to some sort of pressure and a little bit of execution as well.
How did you see the Sam Jacobs-Matt Lobey matchup? You got belted in the last quarter, particularly in centre clearance, but I guess the quality of your defence sort of got you through. Was it Lobie stepping up? Was Sauce a bit rusty after the week off?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty even on the night. But certainly at ground level, Port, I thought were a bit cleaner and a little bit tougher in the contest than us, you know, through stages. They got off to a good start. We had to get a good second quarter, and then the third quarter, you know, they held sway again, particularly through centre bounce. So, and it's really obvious, Leith, if you don't win centre bounce, you lose field position and you end up trying to score from your back half of the ground. Now, that's not in the game plan that we want it to be, and, you know, we think we're one of the better centre bounce teams in the competition, but on the night, you know, to Port's credit, they really put it to us.
You're the midfield coach. Matty Crouch has got the ball on a string this year.
Yeah, no, he's having a great year. It's a real testament to his dedication. He knew he had a fair bit to work on, particularly from just a fitness base to get him to the level where he can play at the level at AFL as a genuine midfield for long minutes. So he was coming off a cricket background where he hadn't done any pre-season coming in. He had a bit to work on last year, particularly defensively, that I was pretty hard on him with. But now he's just gone to another level. And look, he's probably been, along with Rory, our most consistent midfielder throughout the year, which is outstanding for a 20, 21-year-old.
Are you concerned you might be without Rory this week?
I would hope not. Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. Obviously, I can't comment too much, but I'd be staggered if he gets anything for that. But anyway, stranger things have happened.
Brody Smith, unfortunately, one of these players that continuously gets head knocks. How is he? I saw him in the huddle post game.
Yeah, no, he's okay. Obviously, precaution. He's had a couple of incidents before, but he was okay down in the rooms, and we'll keep an eye on him, and the doctors will do their due process with the concussion stuff. And you know, it's just one of those things. I mean, if you had a look at the incident, it's just innocuous, really. You know, it's just bad timing and gets him in the right spot, and these things happen. But that's footy. It's a contested game, and it's a tough game, and the guys understand that. But he's obviously really important to our finals aspiration, so we'll make sure that he's 100% before he plays again.
Nobody likes to see an injury, but I guess it would change your plans this week, planning for the West Coast after Nick Nat goes down.
Yeah, look, it's terrible. I mean, I hate, you know, even as a genuine footy supporter, I hate when you're seeing anyone go down with a knee injury, let alone someone who, you know, brings people to the game. So from a midfield coach point of view, selfishly, yep, that's one less thing we have to worry about because he's a dominant player. But, you know, as a genuine footy supporter, as I said, you know, I don't like seeing that. And, you know, we wish him all the best.
Well, Campo, we really appreciate your time. Congratulations on the win. I love to go back to the Carlton days of 95. Good sides just get the job done, don't they? Whether they play their best footy or not, and you guys continue to do that. So you got the win that you needed. There were some people, naming names, Kane Corns, who thought you had a soft draw running into the finals. This certainly wasn't a soft game. I don't think the Eagles will be either. Good luck next week.
Good on you. Thanks for having me, mate.
Scott Camporelli is the Crows midfield coach.